Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Robbie Baxter's here. Robbie Kelman Baxter is a new friend. She's the author of The Membership Economy, Find the Super Users, Master the Forever Transaction, and Build a Recurring Revenue. I like the way that sounds, don't you, folks? She's a consultant to companies large and small, especially some of the big online companies, and now she's our new friend, Robbie Baxter. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
labor of love.
Well, I hear you, and I know what you're thinking. I tell men that when they write their first book, it's as close as they'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Oh, you know
so,
it.
Yeah. So, okay, Robbie, Amazon bought Whole Foods, and in that transaction, sort of look like they might be taking the company uptown, right?
Yep.
And you're pointing out that that downtown's pretty lucrative too. They don't need to take their eye off that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with Amazon in particular, they've pretty much saturated the higher end market, the early adopters, the affluent, the people looking just for convenience, and now what they're looking at now, or among other things, is lower income consumers.
Huh. Amazon's focusing on lower-income consumers.
Yeah, yeah. And they actually recently announced they were going to offer Amazon Prime for $5.99 a month.
Wow. What was it? What was the original price? I'm a member, but I don't remember what I paid.
So it's about $100 a year.
Did I? I can't believe I did that.
and if you want to get it on a monthly basis, I think it's $10.99
right.
a month.
Yeah.
And the issue for a lot of low-income consumers is making that commitment all up front.
Right.
So not only do they have to not have to make it all up front, but they also get a discount on the overall.
And that's what you call the membership economy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the big concept that I write about and think about a lot is this idea that we all want to belong. We all want to be recognized for our contributions.
Right.
We all want to have ongoing relationships with the organizations that are most important to us living our lives and getting things done.
Well, let me give you a little example. Look, I'm no big. I've got my issues with Amazon. I could go best ball, two fars out of three with Amazon or some things that they've done to me as a vendor. I'm a publisher. I publish books, and so we have our issues with them. I can promise you that. And they do some pretty dastardly things in other areas. However, I do like the fact that when I want a song for my playlist, if I'm a member, by being a member of this little group, most of those songs are, all I have to do is push a button and it's mine.
Yeah, so easy, and it's all included.
So that prevents me maybe from going and wandering off somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm doing it, I'm not even thinking about how mad I am at Amazon maybe the day before. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, yeah. Well, you bring up an interesting point because the Amazon experience for a vendor is very different than the experience for a consumer.
It's one of the things that it's what I call the dirty little secret, Robbie, and I've done some research on this. Corporate America says that they love small businesses, and they like to trade on that little byline, that little slogan. But my research shows that they only love us when we come in the front door. They don't love us when we come in the back door.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point.
And that's what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, with the membership economy, you know, I think there's opportunities for small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Because small business owners know their customers better in a lot of cases than big businesses because they walk in the front door every day. And membership is all about knowing the people you serve and optimizing your services around those people.
Well, one of the things, I mean, a lot of small businesses have been doing this for a long time, especially restaurants. with their little cards, right? The little cards with the, you know, you buy five mirrors and you get a third, get the sixth one free or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's definitely, you know, discounts and benefits for frequency of purchases.
That's an example of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. And I would even say you don't even need to have a loyalty program. I think that, you know, John's Corner Pizzeria, when I walk in and say, oh, I forgot my wallet. And he says, I know you, Robbie. I've got you.
Yeah.
Bring it tomorrow.
There's a pizza place I do business with all the time. And I order big orders because I'm feeding different folks.
Yep.
And if I don't have my card with me, he says, don't worry, we'll get it next time.
Yeah, that's
you're right.
Right.
Guess
there.
What? I don't go anywhere else. Nobody else makes my pizzas but him, but Mark. His name's Mark.
Mark yeah. Pizza. Yeah, because, and why do you do that? Why do you go only to him?
Because he knows me, like you said.
Yeah.
We have a relationship.
You have a relationship, and people are craving that.
That's right.
You know, Abraham Maslow, psychologist in the 1940s, said, once our basic needs are met, you know, the
yep.
things, physiological, food, shelter, Wi-Fi, things, you know, that we can't live without, you know, he says, you know, you want to mitigate risk, and then you want to feel like you belong, you want to be appreciated for your contributions, and you want to live your best life.
Well, and don't forget what John Nesbitt said 35 years ago. And I say this every day. I quote this somehow or another. I work it into my day. He said, "The more high tech we have, the more high touch we'll want."
Oh, I love that.
And that's what
yeah.
you're talking about. And
yeah,
that,
absolutely.
He wrote that in Megatrends. It became a prophecy. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and so you have all these consumers who feel like they're not known. They have no connection. They're not recognized. They don't have that Cheers bar experience of
mm-hmm.
you know walking in and having
mm-hmm.
everybody know their name. And they're looking for that, and I think small businesses are really uniquely positioned. But
Robbie, they're missing that. They're not connect. They're not taking advantage of it like they should. I know they're not because I go in their stores. I do business with them all the time, and they're not taking advantage of this like they could.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All they need to do, they need to buy your book. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely buy my book.
I'm serious, folks. This book will help you understand.
Yeah.
What you've got to do if you want to differentiate yourself. And the other thing that's beautiful about what you're talking about with small business, Robbie, we don't have to conquer the world to be successful like Amazon does. Amazon has to conquer the world.
Right, right. They have huge investments. They have demanding
We might be able to do it with 50 customers, 20
yeah.
customers, 100 customers, depending on the business.
Exactly. And also, your customers are right there in front of you. So,
that's right.
You know, I work with a lot of big
companies. Hey, Robbie, hold on. I got to take
yep.
a quick break. Can I have your website, please?
Yeah, it's membershipeconomy.com.
I'm going to get Robbie to lay it out for us, folks, what some things that you can do to get to grow your membership relationship with customers after these messages. The book is called The Membership Economy. Robbie Baxter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.